Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's time on the radio where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. How are you, Bill?
Hi, Howard. Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. I'm busy, which is good. I'm glad we're into September after the heats and chaos of August. But anyway, let's talk about pensions and avoiding scams and protecting your pensions. I read in the UK press recently there's been a substantial increase in the number of pension scams doing the rounds. So let's look at this for our listeners today. Can you recap on how the UK pension freedoms can be used by expatriates?
Yes, there are a number of ways, but in very simple summary terms. About 4 years ago, pensions, which used to be almost immovable as a function of financial access, you had your pension fund, but you couldn't get your money out of it. There was a pensions freedom exercise, which allows individuals who live outside of the United Kingdom to transfer their pensions to qualify and recognise overseas pensions arrangements, which in their turn give the individual who transfers the pension the opportunity, very tax-free and in many cases, and certainly tax-efficient, to access pretty much the whole of the pension fund and to utilise that fund perhaps in a more tax-efficient and productive way in an arrangement in the country in which the individual expatriate now lives to better advantage. So it's become much more easy to open up the pension fund to move that money into something more advantageous. And like many things in life, the minute you make those opportunities more readily available, then pension scams start to come to the surface. And there have been, as you say, a number of scams going on around continental Europe and wider. There has been a particular impact in many parts of Spain and in some areas of France. And you need to be very wary that you're not caught unaware by these very smart, very smooth-talking scamsters.
Yeah, I suppose it's sort of obvious, really. If there's more freedom, there's more freedom for the scammers to get in there. How do they work, Bill? Exactly. Can you remind us?
They work. Yeah. There's lots of different types of scam going on. I saw reported by an authoritative source that about just short of 4,000 victims reported losing a massive sum of money. When averaged out, it came to a loss of about £80,000 per person per pension scam, which amounts to a total loss to scamsters of over £300 million. I'm concerned, as are a lot of other people within the industry, that that estimate is very low, and that unreported cases mean that the total loss of scams is going to be a lot higher. There is an organisation called the Pension Scams Industry Group. They found in their research that about 1 in 8 pension transfers in 2018 was potentially fraudulent, which means that approximately £4 billion sterling of UK pension funds have been at risk. Pension transfers present a key opportunity for scammers. Those pension schemes known as final salary transfers can be particularly lucrative, as some transfer values today are worth hundreds of thousands of pounds. And while expatriates can unlock tax and estate planning and currency benefits by transferring their UK pensions to a CureOps arrangement, this is another target area for fraud. The moment that excessive transfer values became available because of low interest rates and insurance companies essentially wanting to offload the liability for the long term, in came the scamsters and started selling stuff to unwary investors and taking enormous charges, and in some cases actually doing the thing wrong and the person losing the whole pension funds. There are tremendous advantages in the right circumstances to transfer your UK pension, especially if you're resident in Spain, France or Portugal, but it is absolutely crucial to take the most extreme care and to seek only regulated and professionally qualified personalised advice before you take any action. Don't be tempted. These people are very smart. You think you can never get caught by a scamster? That's what the 4,000 victims who reported losing their pension funds thought in the first place, but they still got talked into an arrangement which has cost them a lot of money.
Yeah. Who do the scammers target? Do you think they target ordinary pension holders?
Oh, yes, I think they do. Yeah, I think the ordinary pension holders are sometimes the more vulnerable, in a sense. If you have individuals who have got a very substantial, sometimes running into a million or more in a pension fund, they're usually fairly well aware of the value and therefore take greater precautions, whereas lots of people with relatively modest pension funds, those up to 100,000 or thereabouts, which is reasonably modest in pension fund terms, those things are so much more vulnerable because of the lack of knowledge and awareness of many of the pensions holders. I mean no criticism of ignorance for those people. Why would they understand it? And why would they not believe someone who turns up at their doorstep and offers them incredible positive advice about how they can optimise their pension to find at the end of the day that they're one of the victims of a scam?
Yeah. I understand there are a couple of different areas which are causing particular concern. Firstly, complex tax avoidance schemes. Mm-hmm. And secondly, the promotion of high-risk investments by unregulated advisers. Have you come across these, Bill?
We've come across many of them. In the complex tax avoidance scheme area, these are artificial arrangements, if you like, where, for example, an advisor may come along and say, look, you have a very substantial pension fund, let's say it's worth £500,000. We can arrange for you to take the cash out of your pension fund and borrow money against the pension fund. And in those circumstances, there won't be any tax to pay, to find that all that's happened is that you have probably fraudulently broken your pension fund, and you have similarly now got yourself into an arrangement which the tax authorities would not grant you concessions over. So you find yourself being subject to clawback of tax. It's happened to lots of people, and they're paying back hundreds of thousands, if not millions, in unpaid taxes. What very often happens for often the more vulnerable pension fund holders is that they're contacted by someone who very plausibly talks to them about an investment opportunity or opportunities that they have available to them, which can help them, once they've taken their pension fund monies, to increase the value of the fund to something much more realistic. We can turn your money at the rate of probably 10-15% per annum into something much more worthwhile over the next 4 or 5 years. It's very tempting, but generally speaking, those are high-risk investments, often being promoted by unregulated advisors. You have a responsibility in today's world of remembering that Latin phrase caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. If you are concerned about the immense or exaggerated offer, usually if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And if it is on your investigation, a complex arrangement that involves lots of layering of different activities to get the final result, that's probably going to be a complex tax avoidance scheme that won't work. So the answer is you don't have to do your business with Blevins Franks, but they are available to talk to as qualified, authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority of the UK as in pensions advisors. They will give you a fair and objective assessment of whether you should take action on the advice you've been given or not.
Well, for our listeners in Spain here, Bill, do you think they need to be particularly concerned about avoiding pension scams, as you've mentioned Spain has been targeted in particular?
Well, I think it's the volume of numbers and the density of the expatriate population in concentrated areas of the Costa del Sol, the Costa Blanca in particular. And there are some specific cases which are centred on Javier in the Costa Blanca and in other areas of the Costa del Sol. Howard, you and I go back a long way, and you and I will know of many investment scams that took place over the last 20 or 30 years, starting at the most ridiculous end of the spectrum with ostrich eggs, and now ending up with individuals cheating people who've worked all their life to save a pension fund out of their pension fund rights. I think you do need to be particularly careful in Spain. Spain has been specifically targeted by a lot of scamsters, unregulated advisors, who will be giving what looks like highly professional, complex advice, but as I said, may very well turn out to be a tax avoidance scheme that will not get the tax benefits that they're promising you. And secondly, why would you take a pension fund, which is traditionally managed at a medium to lower level of investment risk, and start speculating with high-risk investments simply on the promise someone that you've hardly ever known makes you about how he can increase your money? If that were the case, why is he sharing those secrets with you? You'd be a lot better off just to run any ideas that come your way on investing in pension arrangements through an advisor you haven't met before but who is now trying to sell you a deal, to talk to Blevins Franks, to ask them, is this something I should take on or not? At least you get a second opinion. It will be objective, it will be honest, it will be fair, and it may save you from losing your life savings.
So what would you say are the warning signs that you may be approached by a potential scammer? How can you spot them?
Yeah, I mean, as I said to you earlier, these scammers, they tend to target pension funds of all sizes. And you can help yourself a bit on the basis of trying to spot those warning signs to keep your pensions safe. The scammers are hard to spot. They wouldn't have caught so many people if they were obvious. They are usually articulate. They're apparently financially knowledgeable. They seem to have established, in many cases, highly credible websites. They usually produce testimonials that have been manufactured and materials, published marketing materials, that really are hard to distinguish from the real thing. So you can begin to understand how easy is to fall. Generally speaking, the contact point comes out of the blue, often by virtue of a phone call, often an email, sometimes a text. They even advertise online and in some, I have to say, of the English language local media. Now, they design attractive offers, these scammers, to try to persuade you to transfer your pension pot to them or to release the funds from it. And usually this is going to be followed by a recommendation of investment in unusual or higher risk investments, like perhaps overseas property, however much you're fond of it, renewable energy, bonds, forestry, storage units have been a favourite. You might find them offering you investment in more conventional products, but within one of these unnecessarily complex structures, which hides multiple fees, higher charges, and the likelihood that you won't you'll find yourself the subject of tax penalties once the scheme has been investigated. And in some cases, the funds have simply been stolen outright. The scamming warning signs are the opportunity of offering free pension reviews, the guarantees of higher returns that they can get you, sort of high pressure sales tactics. They sort of tend to pressure people with offers that are time limited. They sometimes send, I've heard of them sending couriers to the doors of pension holders waiting while you sign those documents to make sure that they actually secure the paperwork so that they can scam your pension. Anything that's unusual or unregulated or high risk, or maybe difficult to sell if you want to access your money. Where there's this complex or complicated structure where it isn't absolutely 101% clear where your money is going to end up, and where they talk about long-term pensions investments, you could be looking at a long, long period of time before you can actually access your money or discover that your pension fund has been scammed.
Yeah, so what you're saying, Bill, is that people really just have to be very wary. They have to have their common sense head on, if I can put it like that, sure, on an individual level, because these people are scammers, they are professional, and, you know, really people, well, they should talk, as you say, they should talk to a specialist. Do you have any other advice for retirees in Spain on how to maximise their pension funds without putting their retirement savings at risk?
This sounds enormously twee, and of course I would say this, wouldn't I? You're quite right, Howard, in what you just said. Look, Levin's Ranks have been offering tax planning and investment structures and advice to expatriates living in Spain for nearly 40 years. And the simple truth is we have never been involved in anything which could be described as a scam. We made the odd mistake, that's the nature of life. But generally speaking, with the thousands of clients we have around continental Europe, you have to understand that we've pretty much done a decent job and we've learned a lot of lessons along the way. If you want to get impartial and independent, sensible, practical, skillful financial advice on your pension, which you have probably accumulated over the whole of your working life, why on earth would you want to take advice from someone who approaches you out of the blue and then starts to offer you things that you don't fully understand or seem unduly aggressive in the way they're trying to sell them to you? Just talk to Levin's Ranks. It's simple as that. Let me just post this warning. There are loads of scamsters out there. They're hard to point out. You don't see them easily. They're very plausible. The difference between them and Levin's Ranks is we have been around for 40 years and we're hoping to be around for another 40 years. So if you come to a Levin's Ranks office and talk to one of our qualified pensions advisors, he will at least tell you whether you're being offered a decent deal or not. And if you want to talk to Levin's Ranks about what you might do with your pension, you will find skillful expertise at your disposal that ensures you do get the best out of your pension, both in terms of investment returns, income and tax planning, without the risk that you're going to lose any of your pension fund.
Well, staying with pensions, I understand you've got some specialist pension workshops coming up. Can you tell me about that, Bill?
Yeah, we've had so many inquiries because of the things we talked about over the last couple of weeks concerning UK pensions that Levin's Ranks have decided to hold dedicated pensions workshops to try and explain and to discuss with individuals attending the key concerns as they affect British expatriates living in Spain today. In the Costa Blanca, we are going to be holding a pension workshop in the Ciudad Casada in Alicante on Tuesday, the 24th of September. That's Ciudad Casada in Alicante, Tuesday, the 24th of September. If you want more information or you want to reserve your place, you can call the following number, which is 965-705-502. That's 965-705-502. We're also going to be holding pension workshops in southern Spain. We have not yet been able to confirm dates, but to register your interest in attending a pensions workshop, please call the free phone number 900 670 047. That's free phone 900 670 047. You'll also find information on the events page of our website at www.levinsfranks.com, along with a host of other information. You can even book your place at a pensions workshop through the website.
Excellent, Bill. Thank you very much, and we'll talk again at the same time next week.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Have a good week.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I developed because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.